Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joe Giglio, in for Mark Cerisse, Sports Radio 94, WIP, live today from Chickies of Pete's in South Philadelphia, which I'm sure everybody sees some Chase Utley jerseys out here. This place will get packed tonight. The Chase Utley retirement ceremony out at Citizens Bank Park. Phillies come home after what was a disastrous road trip, and this team... Well, they're not playing very well right now, and there's a lot of heat on the manager here in Philadelphia. Let's bring on our Radio.com MLB insider, Joe Girardi. He knows a little bit about heat on a manager, and he also knows about winning. Won a world championship with the New York Yankees. Now an analyst for us, along with MLB Network. Joe Girardi, I'm Mark Cerisse. How you doing today, Joe?
I'm good, Joe G. How are you?
Good, Joe G. Glad to talk to you, and I want your insight here on the Phillies. A lot of expectations for the season, Joe. They got off to a good start. And they're struggling right now. What are you seeing, and what do you think the biggest issue is with this Phillies team?
Well, I think it's twofold right now. I think, number one, they're not hitting. They haven't really hit in the month of June. The run production is down. You have a bunch of guys in a slump. You know, Segura was so good the first 2 months. He's scuffling. Hernandez was as well. He's scuffling. Bryce Harper is scuffling. Hoskins is scuffling. That's number one. And number two, I mean, they basically have five guys that probably should have been on the opening day roster in their bullpen that aren't there now. You know, you can look at Robertson. I know Morgan's coming back. Hunter, Neshek, Sir Anthony Dominguez, Arano's hurt. I mean, there's a number of guys, and that bullpen has been really, really touched up in the month of June, where they're the third worst in all of baseball, only behind Baltimore and the Mets, are the only two teams behind them.
Joe, what did you do? I mean, you managed a lot of really good hitters with a lot of really good track records. What do you do as a manager? Because that's the question now for Gabe Kapler here in Philadelphia. When your big hitters just aren't hitting, is there anything you can do, or is it just write them in the lineup card every night and hope eventually they come around?
No, I mean, you can move them a little bit, but you're not going to move them much. And again, as I talk about the Phillies lineup, it's different if it's one guy or two guys, but it's a number of guys. I mean, the guys that have really hit this month are Kingery and Bruce, you know, and I would think about possibly moving Kingery to the leadoff spot because he's hit so well, and keeping him there, he provides a little bit more speed, and there's some things that he can do. I know he tried to shake it up last night. It didn't work. I mean, you can try it, but here's the thing. They still have to hit. No matter where you put guys in the lineup, they still have to hit. And if they're scuffling, they're scuffling. They need to get out of it.
Joe Girardi, Radio.com, MLB insider, former Yankees Marlins manager, joining us here on Mark Cerisse. Joe, before the season, the expectations were gigantic for the Phillies after the big offseason they had. And now we're looking at this team and wondering, how good really are they? When you look at the Phillies, do you think there is the talent level to eventually get back to where we thought? Or were they not as good as maybe we thought they were?
No, I think there's a lot of talent there. I think, though, again, when you take five guys out of your bullpen that should be there, do that to any bullpen in baseball and tell me how they're going to do. They're probably not going to do too good, especially if you're talking about closers and setup guys and top left-handed relievers. They're not going to do too well. And I think until they get healthy, I don't think we're really going to know who they are. I think the McCutcheon is a big thing. Losing McCutcheon, I think, was a big thing because he was a true on-base guy. He was a leader in the clubhouse, used to winning, being around winning organizations all the time in Pittsburgh, and then you know he went to the Yankees. Somehow I think they have to find a way to replace that. And I think Kingery has done a good job. But there are other places that he could play with some guys scuffling, too, that if you had an everyday center fielder, you know, he wouldn't have to just be in one spot. You could move him all around. Franco was great the first month and a half. He's really fallen off. It's just they're beat up, and you got guys scuffling.
Well, there's no question about that. Joe Girardi joining us here on Mark Cerisse. Joe, the other topic that's been a big one this week is the other day, Gene Segura, Philly shortstop, did not really move it out of the box after hitting with shallow fly ball, became a hit in left center field. He was only on first base, probably could have easily got to second if he was moving. Gabe Kapler didn't take him out of the game, and he also did not sit him down the next day. It's been a couple times now with Segura this year. When you were managing the Yankees, I'm sure it happened from time to time, maybe a veteran, maybe a young guy. How do you handle that? Is it each individual player? Do you let the veterans in your clubhouse kind of police it? Because it's a big topic here of how Gabe Kapler should kind of police that kind of stuff here.
Yeah, you hope that your veteran guys police it. But you know what? The real veteran leader's gone. He's hurt, McCutchen. So I don't know where you go for veteran leadership in this lineup. So then the manager has to step in. And I remember, we used to have this issue with Robbie Cano a little bit. And I basically showed Robbie, I said, look, Robbie, I know you go to post every day and you play every day. But I just want you to see what it looks like. That's the most important thing. Because I don't think players ever sit down and watch it. And usually, and I'm going to bet, for Gene, it was out of frustration that he didn't run. It's not that he's being lazy. It's out of frustration. But you have to see how that frustration looks, and you have to see how it can cost your club sometimes. And once they understand it, and if you have to sit him down, you sit him down. And the problem when you sit it down is, who do you have better to replace Gene Segura? And we've seen how many, divisions or wild card spots have been lost by one game. God, it'd be a shame to lose it because he wasn't playing. So your hope is that the players can get to him.
Yeah, it's a tricky balance for sure. Joe, the other part of that is the way Gabe tells the fan base here how he feels as an extension of us feeling a certain way about the player. I mean, that was tricky for you up in New York. It's certainly tricky for Gabe here, both big media markets. How did you handle that part? Because sometimes it feels like the fans here believe Gabe is babying the player, and I wonder if he's just trying to protect the player. How did you handle the balance there? And what do you think about how Gabe handles the balance between criticizing the player in public behind what happens behind closed doors?
I was not big on criticizing players in public. Players know when they screw up. And my job is to put them in spots and to help them to grow as players and not to screw up. I mean, that was my job. So I was not going to ridicule them in public, but I was going to get on them when I had to get on them. That's the bottom line. And I would tell the media, look, you know, we've talked about it. I mean, you can say things to let the media know that, you know, it's being handled by not actually ridiculing the player. You know, in Gene Segura's case, we say, we've talked about it, and he knows that he needs to change. So there it is. You know, I didn't get on Gene, but there's an issue there that we need to clean up, and part of that is the manager's job. But, you know, I believe that in leadership you protect people. But that doesn't mean that you don't discipline them. You just don't discipline them in public.
Joe, looking forward here with the trade deadline coming up July 31st. As you look at the Phillies, if they could add one thing, and I'm sure Matt Klentak will try to add multiple things, but if you could only add one thing to this team to get them where they need to be and try to get back in the postseason race here, what would it be? Is it a starting pitcher? Is it another bat, outfielder? Where would you go?
Well, I think it's more than one piece. That's the issue. I think the bullpen can use help. I think they could use another starter. And I think they need another big bat, and preferably a center fielder, if you can find that bat out there. Because offensively, they're not as strong as people thought they were. You know, maybe you go and find a third baseman. You know, Kingery gives you some options that you can move him around, and you hope that he can produce like he's producing now. And if you can do that, there are players to be had. And you can be flexible where you add him. You could add a third baseman or you could add a center fielder and go from there.
Joe, last one for you here. Radio.com MLB insider Joe Girardi joining us here tonight out at Citizens Bank Park. We'll see if a win it arrives for the Phillies. But more than that, and before the game, it is Chase Utley's retirement night. And we know you had a front row seat to one of the great series that Chase Utley ever played. 5 home runs against you and the Yankees in the 2009 World Series. Take me back to what it was like managing against Chase Utley in his prime.
Yeah, it was a guy that you didn't want to see up at the plate ever. And he seemed to come up every 2 innings. I think they cheated when we played him. I'm not sure what happened to that. We used to think that about the Twins, you know, that Mauer and Morneau hit every other inning and that they skip people. But when I think of Chase Utley, I think of a guy that got the most out of his ability and more than he should have. And he had a very short swing that was very power-packed, and he was hard to pitch to. And He was not a big strikeout guy. He put the ball in play and just made things happen. And I was impressed the type of second baseman that he became. He really improved himself as an infielder. So I could tell you, he was the one guy I thought that was the hardest to pitch in that lineup. And there were good hitters in that lineup. But he was the one guy that I tried to navigate around. And, you know, he had a guy behind him that hit 50-plus home runs. But he was the guy you didn't want to see hit.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of managers probably felt the same way. He made your life difficult in that series. Joe, I appreciate you hopping on today. Appreciate the insight, and we'll talk again soon. Joe Girardi, MLB Insider for Radio.com. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, good luck to your Phillies.
Thank you. There he goes. Joe Girardi there. Look, there's a lot there. 888-729-9494 to hop in as Girardi breaks down the Phillies issues right now a little bit. But, look, the one thing that stood out to me is I don't believe that Joe Girardi, who managed for a long time and won a World Series, necessarily would have handled Gene Segura differently based on the answer he just gave us there in terms of, you know, protecting the player, not doing it in front of the media. Sometimes we ask Gabe Kapler to do things, and I'm not sure how every other manager would handle it. You know, back in the day, there was Larry Boa. There were certain managers that would do it a certain way. Today's manager, and I'll include Girardi in that, even though he's not actually managing right now, I don't know if they handle it the way sometimes we want.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.